Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Over the past few Sundays, we've been focusing on thankfulness and thanksgiving during the readings from God's law. And the verses that we just read from Ephesians 5 have something to contribute to our understanding of how we give thanks to God. You'll notice that in verse 17, Paul exhorts us not to be unwise, but to understand what the will of the Lord is. Not to be unwise, but to understand what the will of the Lord is. The implication is that knowing the will of the Lord is wise. And then he goes on to tell us what the will of the Lord actually is. It's that we are not drunk with wine, but that we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And what do people who are filled with the Holy Spirit do? Well, according to verse 19, people who are filled with the Holy Spirit speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in their heart to the Lord. And this is referring to the singing that happens within the context of worship. And when we come together to worship the Lord, he commands us to sing. And the singing that we're to offer him is that which makes melody in our hearts. So what do you think it means to sing so that melody is made in your heart? Might this be referring to joy welling up in your heart as you sing to the Lord? Might this be referring to love welling up in your heart as you sing? Might this be referring to peace welling up in your heart as you sing? I think it means all of that plus more. It's referring to all the emotions we experience in our hearts when we sing. And if you're wondering what emotions those are, you need only to read through the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is the songbook that God gave to his people. The Psalms are not just meant for reading and meditating upon. They are meant to be sung in the assembly of worship. And so if you make a list of all the emotions that are expressed throughout all the Psalms, then those are the emotions that we should experience when we sing various songs in our worship services. So some of the songs will evoke emotions of joy and love and peace, while other songs evoke emotions of sorrow, grief, and lamentation. You say, sorrow, grief, and lamentation in worship? Yes, sorrow, grief, and lamentation. Have you not read Psalm 51? Have you not sung Psalm 51? What type of emotions are you supposed to experience when you sing Psalm 51? Or what type of emotions are you supposed to experience when you sing Psalm 6? Or Psalm 10? Or Psalm 38? Or Psalm 130? All of these psalms express the emotions of sorrow, grief, and lamentation. Sorrow over our sin, grieving over the distance we sometimes feel from God, lamentation over the suffering and evil that is so prevalent in this world. So the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that we sing to the Lord in worship are intended by God to be expressions of a wide range of emotional responses to him. At one end of the spectrums, the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs should evoke love, joy, and peace within our hearts. But at the other end of the spectrum, they should evoke sorrow, grief, and lamentations within our hearts. And there's a host of emotions in between these spectrums. Now look at Ephesians 5:20. After telling us that it's the Lord's will for us to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make melody in our hearts, that evoke emotions within our hearts, Paul adds, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks always for all things, all these emotions, giving thanks to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we sing, we are offering up our varied emotions to God, but we're offering them up with thanksgiving. And we thank the Lord for the love, joy, and peace that he places within our hearts. And we thank him for the righteous sorrow, grief, and lamentation that he places within our heart as well. Your singing, therefore, is an expression of personal gratitude to God. It's an expression of personal thanksgiving to God. It's one of the ways that you are commanded to give thanks to God. And this is the will of God, we're told from what we just read. And so, brothers and sisters, the question that I have for you this morning is, how are you doing with offering up thanksgiving to God through singing? How are you doing with that? When you sing together, when we sing together on the Lord's Day, are you making melody in your heart? Are you offering up appropriate emotions to God? Are you singing as one who is filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you singing with the conviction that singing is God's will for you? And are you doing all of this with thanksgiving to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, where the Holy Spirit has borne witness to you of your sin? Remember that God pardons and forgives all who truly repent while trusting in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. And because repentance includes confession, we confess our sins to God. And so let's do that now. Let's take a time to confess silently. And after an appropriate time of silence, I'll lead us in a corporate confession of sin as well. Let's pray.